everybody. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the Small Cactus Radio Hour, the last hour you'll be listening to till Friday. Hope you guys are having a wonderful... Yes!
Okay, wait, hang on. Let me get in there.
Wait, do you want me to turn on a mic? Yeah, we have Jen in here. Okay, yeah, we're turning... Wait, is that... That's four, right?
This is four, yeah.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
Hello, world.
No, wait. Okay.
No, is that... Yeah, that's right.
So what do you mean, though, that, like, this is going to be the last one...
You listen to before Friday.
Right.
It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, before Friday. Okay, I think of my show... Okay. I think of the day as switching at 5 o'clock in the morning. Because here's the thing.
That's the real midnight.
That's the real midnight. Because think about
real-time
it.
Real-time midnight.
If you, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, that's early in the day.
Yeah.
But 4 o'clock, nobody's up then anyways, except for the people who stayed up all night. Therefore,
yeah,
making it part of the night, right?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. People, like, but people don't stay up till 4. They stay up till 3 and they stay up till 5, but it's very rare where someone says, I stayed up till 4 a.m.
You're right. Okay, so 4 is the cutoff then. 4 is when it switches.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I feel like if you make it to 5, you pulled an all-nighter.
That's true. Okay, you pulled people an all-nighter and then you took an 8-hour nap.
Yeah, because, like, people get up to jog at, like, 5 a.m.
No, like, the more power to them, because, sometimes I really wish I could do that, but I don't have the willpower.
I don't know, I'm not convinced. Like, I remember leaving my, like, I had a 4 to 5 a.m. slot, too, and I just remember leaving and people would be jogging, and I just give them the weirdest looks. Like,
well, no, these people are beings of incredible power.
Yeah, I'd agree. That actually is a very good point. Like, that's an accurate representation of, like, who these people are as, like, human beings. I'm not there. I'm
superhuman.
They are superhuman. They're, like, the next evolution.
For real.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got music going on, and it's going to be great, but we've got two rock anime openings to start.
Ooh, wait, nice. Okay,
yeah.
Which ones?
You're going to find out. I'm going to tell you.
Boy, some mystery songs.
It's going to be mystery. Hopefully, we don't scare off everyone on Shoutcast.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
Well, I guess it'll be fine. It'll be great.
Look, I know from Shoutcast that there will definitely be at least 8 people listening.
Because
those people stay on seemingly 24 hours.
People tell me they're real.
I know.
I hope they're real.
Most dedicated listeners.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my gosh, I just moved the wire a little and now suddenly I have sound in my headphones and it's very startling.
Oh, did you not before?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I have to tell someone. I feel like this isn't good.
No, it's been going on for a little bit, because I bumped it earlier, and it was only in one ear, and then I bumped it again, it was back to two, and I was like, okay, I don't think this will be a problem, so I'll...
So, like, I feel like... Okay, another side note. Like, I feel like, I know Bluetooth headphones are, like, the way of the future, because I know this cannot, like, I feel like...
This is untenable.
This is untenable. We've had it for years, and the next human evolution is to, like, finally
jog
get...
Jog at 4 in the morning.
Jog at 4 in the morning, yes. And then, like...
Wear headphones with no wires.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we've hit the peak of human potential at that point.
At that point, yeah, it's all downhill.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't know.
Lose more wires.
Exactly.
And everybody knows there's no hours before 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
So therefore...
Hey, does that mean we have to cut the cord?
Are you making, like, a childbirth joke?
Wait, no, like, it's kind of a morbid... It's a morbid death joke, actually.
Are you saying, like, pull the plug on...
I'm tired.
Okay, the expression is pull the plug.
No, it's cut the cord. Wait, well, you can, I guess you can make it a birth, like, birth and death. Birth and death.
No. We got life and death on the radio for you guys.
Yeah, well, that's always there. It's always looming. Angst. This is the Small Angst Radio Hour with your DJ Angst.
Teenage Angst. I'm your host, Angst, the last airbender.
No.
That was a terrible joke.
That was the best joke. That's like the best joke all day.
Cut the cord. Cut the cord. Just play some music.
Okay.
Cut the cord.
And speaking of that, on to more
Pull
angst.
The plug.
Angst. All right. Here we go. All right. Wait. I have this right. There we go.
は僕らの手の中。
No. Hello, guys. Rockin', just let me know. So, I hope you enjoyed this newest core of songs of just rock anime opening and ending. The first one was an ending, but the first one was Animals with Silent This Side. The second... Oh, yes. Are you Mike 3?
Yeah, I think so.
Did
yes.
it?
Yes. Mike 3?
What?
Is this me?
This nice. Is you.
Yeah, no, I'm migrating.
You're migrating.
Yeah. 100%.
100% migration. That is about you, like, also multiplying.
Yes.
Yes.
I multiply the migration. Yes.
Can you divide? Can you divide?
Can I divide?
Can I divide?
Maybe.
Can I?
Can I die?
Can I
divide?
Speaking of, okay, the first
wait,
song.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah,
what? If I put on a little more weight, then I could divide. As in wide, as in die, why? Do you get it? Do you get the terrible joke? Your expression suggests you get it.
I think I'm just confused. It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
We're professionals.
We're professionals here at the Small Cactus Radio.
This is why
Radio.
They pay us the big bucks.
They don't get
the
paid.
No
they get the no bucks. It's great.
They pay us an experience.
Yeah. No, that's exposure. Actually kind of true. Like, to be honest, like...
It's honestly... Okay, yeah. I was making a joke, but it is honestly, like, a really cool experience to have this. All right, why don't you tell us about what we just listened to? Because I've been interrupting you since you started trying to do that.
It was only once, though. I think we're fine. But anyway, the first song was Silent This Side by the Animals. And it is the second ending to the Mahjong anime Akagi, the genius who descended into darkness. And then from the same mangaka, but a different opening in a different series would be Mirai wa Bokura no Te no Naka from the Redborn Cherries. And this one, this is what I've been marathoning for the past, like, when I should be studying time, be quite honest. It is a very great gambling anime, and, like, it's better than Akagi in the sense that, A, there's, like, you don't need to know Mahjong or any other game to actually enjoy, like, the intensity of gambling and probability, but, like, I keep getting weird feedback, but I think that's just these headphones.
Well, it might be the fact that my headphones are, like, crazy loud, and then I accidentally held them up to my mic for a second.
Woo!
I know. It's great.
It's so great.
I'm going to, like, because these are already too loud on the loudest, on the quietest volume, I'm going to just take these off. So, who would win in a fight? Kaiju or Akagi?
Oh, Akagi, hands down. But, like, Akagi is, like, literally nearly sociopathic in, like, how good he is at Mahjong and also just how self-destructive he is. Like, a fight?
In just, like, a physical fight.
I don't know. I think Kaiju would. But I don't know. Like, Kaiju would.
He's the ultimate survivor.
He is the ultimate survivor. And I, to be honest, like, if Kaiju were a girl, I'd be, like, DTF.
Really?
I would, yeah. I'd be down. Like, I feel like
we're
as
allowed to say that on the radio.
I didn't say the whole word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Ah.
I didn't say the word.
You've opened up a whole world of possibilities for
Be
me.
Be careful.
Rose.
I'm used to not swearing on radio.
Yeah. No,
so.
You're incredibly powerful when it comes to that.
Yeah, because you, Jen knows me in real life. I mean, and I think you told me once that I swear like an orator. In which I punctuate nearly all my sentences with swears, and it's all for intensity.
Well, you puncture, yes, you swear for intensity and for emotion, for feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But you also know when to hold back on that, such as in situations like this.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyways, so tell me about Kaiji.
So, yeah, no, I do feel like if I were to get into a relationship with this gender-bent Kaiji, I feel as if my life would slightly, like, I feel like a lot of problems would arise. For instance, he's, like, drowning in debt right now, and that's part of why he's has to do all these gambling games in the first place.
But maybe it's love. Maybe it's love. Maybe love conquers all.
Maybe. Until I get, like, am falling to my death off of, like, a currently constructed skyscraper for 10 million yen.
Falling to your debt?
Falling to my debt. And to my death as well. Debt and death.
There you go.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm, like, in the camp where I actually really enjoy the art style for it. It's very distinct and does not look like anime. Everyone's, like...
Doesn't... Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I can show you, like, a picture.
Of
like,
course.
Yeah.
This is a audio medium. So.
Yeah. No, I'll just show you. People, look it up. I was going to say call us is like a weird transition, but that would not work. Hi, call us so we can show you the image.
Well, no. You could like call us and we'll just like describe it to you. Or alternatively, we can guide you through Googling it.
Yeah, we can do that. Like I can spell out Kaiji for you. And
there
that's
you
like
go.
The premium content. If you call 855-915-9636.
Are you reading
that's
that?
That's 855-915-WMFO.
Rose, wow. How have you memorized this phone number?
Magic.
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 It's also written on the wall.
No, it isn't.
No, you're right. Sorry. I don't know what came over me there.
There are two Rockland Trust calendars, by the way. I think they've multiplied.
What? Where's the second?
Right there behind
okay,
you.
Okay, wait. Oh my God.
There used to be just
there's a third.
One. Wait, there's a third?
From? Where are they coming from?
Wait, is there a third?
There's a fourth.
Oh no.
We're drowning.
We're drowning in debt, death, and calendars. I love it.
Wait.
It's the best.
Wait. Death, debt, and dates. There you go. All right.
Same?
So tell us about this next core of songs.
They're just chill. One's in Spanish, and I like that.
Nice. Espanol. Okay. Well, is there a theme to these next ones, or is it just sort of like, just some chill stuff?
Relatively in style.
Relatively in style.
Like, the same style. Maybe not, I don't know how stylish they technically are.
We will be the judge of that.
I guess you will. I mean, I was the one who picked him out, so
no,
it's a
like,
conflict
no, no,
of interest.
No. Hey, that's fair. That's actually fair.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Awesome. All right, let's boot those up.
Boot. Ding them up. All right.
Nice sounds. Nice sound effects.
Boot it up.
Boot.
All right, cool.
Met him yet. She already fell in love, I bet. Her keyboard gets slammed by her fingers, but he replies with okay. Doesn't know what he's up to.
because we're putting on the mics. Oh, wait, you're on mic two now.
I am, because I'm migrating.
Migration Nation.
And I finally got I finally have the right headphone control for the headphone that I'm using. Because, like, the ones over there were all messed up. I was grabbing the wrong headphone and turning the volume way too high.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it was bad.
Bad, bad.
Bad for my ears, bad for my life.
I feel like that's like a tagline, like a reverse tagline for an advertisement.
Bad for your ears, bad for your life. Let's not purchase this. Why would you even, Lord?
Yeah, exactly. Well, what we have for music was Boy Pablo with Every Time from the...
We touch, I get this feeling, and every time we kiss... Do I need to give Cascada some royalties?
I think you're good.
Okay, cool. Fair use.
Just throw fair use at it until it's a parody. Yeah.
It's a parody because I'm bad at singing.
Is that a statement on Cascada?
No.
Is that Cascada a statement on Every Time
Cascada
We Touch?
Cascada sings well. I sing poorly, and therefore it's a parody. Every time we touch.
No. Well, it's from the album Roy Pablo. And then Maria's with Déjate Llevar from the album Super Clean Volume 1.
Is there a Super Clean Volume 2?
Not that I know of.
Is there a Kinda Dirty Volume 2? Super Clean, Kinda Dirty.
Yeah, me.
Great going, Russ.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. I have hopes.
I thought that you were just going to slowly lower our levels until we were
just goes into quiet.
Yep.
Just gonna voices.
ASMR.
Anyone's gonna hear us. Someone's gonna listen in their car and they're gonna be like, gosh darn those college kids.
You'll get to hear all.
No. ASMR. So I watch Crunchyroll with the ads on. Yeah. And
is that all of the ASMR you need?
Yeah, so there are these really car ads that are like ASMR enabled.
Hey, wait.
Yeah.
ASM car.
Four-wheel drive ASMR.
Oh my lord, continue.
And it's just enabled, and I am wearing headphones, and like,
right.
And it always starts, it has like a little icon, and it's like, ASMR enabled, headphones required. Like, and I'm just like, like, it's not
ASMR
a question.
ASMR online.
Sword Art online, ASMR online.
Oh no.
You listen in the game, you listen in real life. Lord. Yeah.
ASMR activated.
I mean, the thing is, oh wait, is this really overaging? Am I too loud for a mic?
You are too loud to be contained.
I feel like actually someone's told me that before.
Really? Those exact words?
I'm very loud. I was told in high school, when I was laughing, like people would come up the stairs before school and say, "I heard you from like the first floor."
Well, that's good. That means you're spreading so much positivity.
I guess that's what's it. I bet the homeroom teacher before me was plotting my death. Like, I bet every teacher there was slowly plotting my death. And if like I wasn't it, no, if I weren't like as responsible enough with my academics, I don't think I would be appearing here today.
Yeah.
But speaking of that, we're gonna put on a PSA in a sec.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Wait. Are we still doing the donations ones?
Yeah. No. I think this is the last. It's last week for me because I next Thursday Thanksgiving and I'm not here.
Oh yeah. Let's give some thanks for something.
Thanks. Okay.
Before we start this next core, what are we thankful for?
I've got a lot. actually. Let's see. I'm thankful I get to go to Tufts.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn awesome. I'm grateful I have, like, an actually pretty cool job in the meantime so that I can get those cash.
Oh, yeah. You're working on that website. Yeah.
Well, okay. Publishing company.
I actually have to
troll around for bookstores tomorrow morning, so that's going to be a thing.
If you're going to troll around, you could just wait under your bridge for any sort of bookstore owner to walk overhead and then go, he would cross the bridge must pay my toll. I don't know. Is that how Billy Goat's Gruff went? I feel like that's...
You know, I don't think I ever, like, was taught Billy Goat's Gruff.
It was about three Billy Goats, all of which owned their own sort of bookstore, and then the troll underneath really needed to get a book published.
Well, it's already published. It's more publicity.
Oh, okay. The troll beneath the bridge needed publicity, which is why so many people started talking about the troll, because word of mouth is the most efficient advertising campaign.
I feel like... I did not expect it to go this direction, but I'm not necessarily sad about it.
No, because, see, it's really to teach the youth about entrepreneurial leadership and capitalism.
Capitalism!
Are we going to do three cheers?
Capitalism!
Are you trying to get it to overage?
No, I just do that naturally already. Not right now. I'm actually trying to keep my voice down.
It seems like you're looking at it, though, as though it's like a strong... You know, like those competitions at fairs to see, like, see how strong you are. Hit the lever, win a prize. And stuff like that.
Yeah.
It feels like you're looking at the, like... You're trying to hit the bell. And the bell being blowing out the speakers and all of
No, that's cars. Like the opposite. I don't want to blow it out. So it's kind of more like... You know those games that you had to play where there was a meter and you had to get it in the green zone?
Yeah.
Like that. Only there's an extreme zone that I can't cross. So maybe it's not really like that because it's not in the middle. Oh, no.
So do you mean like the carnival games that I was just talking about? But the reverse, though.
No, but they're not reverse, though.
It is. You're just trying to get as low as you can.
No, it's not lowest, because you can't go low. You can't go the lowest, and you can't go the highest.
God, okay, so you're right. Then it is exactly the green thing that you were talking about. And I'm very wrong, and I apologize to you, Rose.
Oh, thank you. I didn't expect apology, but I think I appreciate it anyway.
Rose, I appreciate you. I'm thankful to have you in my life, Rose.
I'm thankful to have you, too. There we go. Hey guys, you should call to say what you're thankful for. You can call it 855-915-9636.
Why don't you guys call anymore? We're getting lonely.
No one called in the first place.
I know. Oh, no, we used to get calls. Like, we got that one call from... You're right.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking of in training when you called.
I feel like it's even sadder, actually.
Here's something interesting.
Okay.
When I was here for my show a couple of times ago, I saw the light flash exactly once. I think you might have been
I was there.
And it disappeared. We had a ghost call.
A spook. I love it. I love it deeply.
Spooky, scary.
Spooky, scary skeletons. Send shivers down your spine. ASMR skeletons.
Shout out to ASMR.
Shout out to Tough Ski Team.
Shout out to Tough Ski Team. Get all these little like pops and crinkles in my voice.
I can't even hear you from here. Oh no. Oh.
Terrible sounds. Oh man.
Also terrible, but we're gonna play a PSA because
legally need to do this. We actually have to play.
Oh wait,
two,
why
right?
has automation been on the whole time?
Yeah, but just quiet. We haven't been able to hear it.
What was that? Rivendell has been playing automation for who knows how long.
Oh no, for sure.
But like, I was here, I transferred over, so that means that...
It was playing before you got here.
Yeah. And I'm...
No, but see, here's the thing. No one can hear it, though, because like, Rivendell's output is off.
No, but I know, but, like, Spinatron and, you
know. Oh, yeah, no, Spinatron's gonna be logging all this real weird. Hey, do you think that might be how some bands get famous? Is just because their music keeps getting played, but not actually played? Like, it gets played on automation that nobody hears, and they get royalties for it anyway?
Did you know, actually, that royalties technically don't have to go to the bands? They go to the songwriter and composer.
Oh, that's actually... That's okay. I was gonna say that's not good, but then I realized that's, like, actually a lot better.
Yeah. So, that's for instance, cool. Like, if Britney Spears performs a song but doesn't write it...
Or if someone does a cover of another band's song.
Yeah.
The original writer. That's really neat.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually really cool. And so singer-songwriters, for instance, like Courtney Barnett, she's going to get the royalties no matter what.
Right.
But, yeah, no, that's very interesting. It actually attests to the fact that in America, our definition of copyright is actually more like who came up with the idea in the first place. So you say came up with a story idea, but then hired someone out to write it, you actually own the rights.
So if you come up with the idea but got a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
Then that's basically the same thing as getting another band to perform your song.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's just, that's so cool. Yeah.
The more you know. The more
ASMR.
This is your go.
Help.
Shout out to Dr. Seuss.
No. Green eggs and ham.
I can't. You said words, but I can't go anywhere off those words.
That's fine. We'll just transfer smoothly
to
Rivendell.
We're going to go to a sort of advertisement.
Do you want online exploitation or adoption?
Well, no, because here's the thing. We got to do a donation PSA, yeah? Or do we
do
that
to do both.
In addition to...
Oh, Rose, have I caught so you? Much.
No, I did both, just okay. In case, but...
Good.
Rose.
It's like 2 minutes, but which one do you
adoption.
Want?
Adoption. I like adoption.
Okay, so we've got... All right, we'll do this one. Okay, we're going in.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just got invited to the prom. Do you A, meet her date?
I need to see your past date report cards, your driver's license, a list of references, and this hair sample.
B, help her pick out a dress.
Don't you just love the long sleeves and turtleneck on this pantsuit?
Ugh.
C, attend the prom undercover.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm not Mom, I'm Calvin, the new kid at school.
Or D, capture her big moment.
Let's take a photo of you two. I'm in the middle.
When it comes to parenting, there are no perfect answers. But that's okay, because you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
WMFO annual drive is in effect. We're looking to raise $5,000 to continue to keep your freeform station playing your favorite music. WMFO is a nonprofit station with staff, students, and community members who volunteer their time to bring you their favorite music and shows. We need your support to keep it all running, so donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check payable to trustees of Tufts College. Send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you for your support from all of us here at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Tonight.
I actually miss the finger.
Oh my god, though, Russ, that's so cute.
Isn't that really cute?
I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
Oh, we're about to play some St. Vincent.
Yay. After this, yeah.
But yeah, I'm super happy for you.
Yeah. I don't know. Shout out to Tufsky Team.
Shout out to Tufsky Team.
Shout out to BU's Ultimate Frisbee Team. That's shout what's
out,
up.
Shout out to...
Oh, gosh, what was that?
That's those headphones. That's why I'm not wearing them anymore.
That's terrifying.
It's terrible. But yeah, no, shout out to BU's Ultimate Frisbee Team.
Yeah, specifically the girls one.
Oh my god.
Specifically. Like, I bet the other...
You bet it's fine.
It's fine.
It's okay.
It's alright.
It's alright.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
So, Rose, what are you thankful for?
What?
What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving?
I'm thankful for, what if she's listening, though? Like, it'd be so embarrassed. Like, no, it's like, literally so holds out to last 10 minutes. Shout out to BU for Ultimate Frisbee Team.
That'd be so cute.
I guess it's
sure
kind of cute.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
But also,
Oh, no, I know what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the Boston's 18 plus night at the Machine.
Okay, alternatively, you could have said you're thankful for me.
Well, I said it. No, I said it with you. I said that before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No, you were already covered.
Oh, okay.
You got covered before the machine.
Oh, no, then yeah, no, for sure. We do definitely need to thank the machine for having an 18 plus night. It's very fun. It's
yeah.
Very good.
Let
me move my mic. Are we getting, is the sound good now? Are we getting those good sounds?
The good vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shucks, my headphone cord is being run over by my own chair.
Honestly, mood.
Great. no, I'll live with this.
This is fine.
This is fine.
Yeah. If any of y'all have cheap Harvard Square eateries. Like, preferably in the 15 to $20 range. I mean, I probably will end up splurging anyway because I want to impress her, but she's really cute.
So here's the thing. I'm not sponsored by this company. I'm not like saying this as a means to endorse them for pay. But there's a place in Harvard Square that's just called Dumpling House, and it's very good.
We went for ramen last week.
Well, yeah, no, but it's like, this place, like, I guess, but it's like, it's also got really good dumplings. They've got this one thing that's like mini soup dumplings.
Oh, I've had it in Chinatown.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's really good.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be a good consideration. Like,
but if you had ramen just.
Yeah, we had it last week. Like, I don't want to just be like, we are sticking to just Asian food. That's the only.
This is our cuisine.
This is our cuisine now. Yeah, I was thinking, like, I guess the music venue, the Sinclair, also does dinner. So.
Ah.
Speaking of that, they just came out. They're selling tickets for both Baths and Pale Hound for in April. But what I'm scared of, it's gonna be like friggin' on a Tuesday, and I'm gonna be like, all right.
I mean, well, no, because like, if you really want to go see a show, you definitely can go see it on a Tuesday. Because like, John Mulaney, I went and saw on a.
Wait, you saw it on a Tuesday?
Yeah, like yesterday.
For whatever reason, I thought you saw it on Monday.
Wait. What day is it today?
That's a Thursday.
I saw it on Tuesday. Two days ago. Not yesterday.
Oh, by the way, quick idea of songs. We did our obligatory metric of the week with The Shade from the album Pagans in Vegas, their newest album. Metric is currently in the recording studio right now, and I'm so gosh darn excited. And
oh, nice.
And then there's Joywave with the song When You're Bored from their newest album, Content. They had just played at Brighton Music Hall this past Monday. Hence why I thought you saw it on the same day. Shout out that BU is nearby.
Yeah.
Shout out
that BU is nearby. That's not even a shout out for a thing. That's a shout out for an abstract concept.
We're getting philosophical here at WMFO.
No, but thank you for reminding me about like new music that's coming out because one of my favorite artists just came out with a new album and I need to play some of that on my show.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Four Lung.
Yeah.
Bars. There's four lungs.
Yes, there's
four. We have four lungs.
We have Oh, like between the two of us, you mean?
Sure.
Rose? I have questions. Where do you keep your other two lungs, Rose?
It's just like right. This is an audio, an auditory medium, but it's
you
just
could say right
below.
Here, and I would play along with you.
Yeah,
there
like
you go.
Right here.
Oh,
like,
cool! Right there.
Right there. Still in my torso.
Oh, okay.
It's great.
It's just behind your other lungs.
It's parallel. Parallel lungs.
Perpendicular. They stick straight on out.
They have little bulges.
Oh, no.
I can't lay down on my stomach to sleep or else I will suffocate.
Some people call them quote-unquote udders, but no, I know the truth. They're extra lungs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait, but... The milk doesn't come out of them.
They don't. No, that's why they're extra lungs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rose, it feels like it's 4 a.m.
It kind of does.
It feels later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, reminder. So this is DJ Tolstoy, DJ Remedy. You've been listening to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio. Oh my gosh. So, let's see. What song do you... like? I have a St. Vincent song, a Jen Cloher song, and a Charlie XCX song that can take us out. What do you think?
Which song would it be by each of them? I see, like, this would be...
I also have Screaming.